practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio this morning with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Indeed, I trust that you will go to church today. Don't use this broadcast as your Sunday morning services. No, go to a Sunday morning services at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church and grow in the Lord and be an encouragement to others. We begin the program this morning with a great old Christmas song that I think that most of us know, and those of us who know it do like it. It's entitled, Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. This is a medley. God bless you as you listen.
Oh,
Indeed, that's Hark the Herald Angels Sing Medley, a number of different Christmas songs there that I trust were a blessing to your heart today. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio, and I trust indeed that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth along with other Christians. That's what the Lord's Day is all about. Don't use it as a day to take off or to go on a vacation or whatever the case may be. This is the Lord's Day, and I do trust that you'll go to church today. And if you live here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area and you don't have a local church, I'd invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will have Sunday school at 9:30 this morning with classes for all ages. And then, of course, our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services at 6:30. That includes children and youth ministries, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we have prayer meeting and Bible study, and we're continuing our walk through the book of Ephesians. However, this coming Wednesday night, we'll be having our special Christmas children's program. And so we'll be doing something a little bit different because of the fact that it's this time of the year. And so you might want to come out and just participate and watch our young people and our children involved in their Christmas program. But I also want to remind you that we will be having a candlelight Christmas Eve service here at the Faith Baptist Church on Christmas Eve at 6 o'clock. And of course, we've been doing this for many, many years. It's a candlelight Christmas Eve service. And this year, our theme is going to simply be The Light of the World is Jesus. It'll be a bit different than what we've done in the past, as we're going to be presenting the various candles of Christmas, as it were, of the Advent. And it's just going to be a great time of fellowship with a number of different people from our congregation involved. But we'd like to have you to come on out and be with us at our Candlelight Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve. That's December the 24th, in case you wonder when Christmas Eve is. And it will be at 6 o'clock. But if we can serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Go to our website, which is simply fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry. By the way, the last three nights, that is Thursday, Friday, and last night, we had the opportunity to have our drive-through nativity scene and presentation here in Highland Park in Altoona, which, of course, our church is located in the Highland Park section of the city. And hundreds of people from our community drove through the nativity presentation. And if you happen to be one of those people that were involved, maybe you came in a car filled with your family, maybe you came by yourself, whatever the case, if you came through our nativity presentation, I want to thank you so very, very much for coming out. It was kind of cool on some of the nights, but we had a warm experience in relating to those who came through the nativity scene what the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ was all about. I thank those from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona who put it on. It took a number of people to put it on, but I'm very thankful to the rest of you who also came out to see the nativity scene, and it is our prayer that by doing so, that enhanced your understanding of Christmas and your appreciation for what Jesus Christ did for you in his incarnation. Thank God for the nativity and what this time of the year is all about as it relates to the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we thank you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this broadcast. And I thank you for your faithfulness to us down through the years in supplying the ability and the finances that we've needed to be able to put this program on every Sunday morning. I thank you, dear Lord, for those who are listening right now. You know their spiritual needs, and I pray that this broadcast today will be used by your Holy Spirit to meet the spiritual needs of those who are listening. But above all, it is my prayer that you'll be honored and glorified through everything that transpires in this program today, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here's another Christmas song I think we all like and enjoy, O Little Town of Bethlehem. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to a very familiar passage of Scripture. It is John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where the Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "Why Christ Came into the World," let's listen to a song that really expresses the reason why Christ came. It's entitled "Born to Die."
Every moment there are new lives born in this world for the purpose of living and knowing life's joys. But the dear Son of God came down from on high with one reason for living. He was born to die. Fashioned, God knew our need, and he willed that his precious Son would be slain for our sin, so that we might have life. Only he could supply. Oh, what wondrous love and mercy! He was born to die.
Yes, indeed, that's an interesting song, is it not? Talking about why Jesus Christ came into this world. He was born to die, that you and I might live. How we thank the Lord for the truth of that song. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me this morning to Matthew chapter 1. I want to read with you verses 18 through 25, a very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us. But this is a passage of Scripture that reminds us why Christ came into the world in the first place. Yes, as the song said, he was born to die, but this passage of Scripture relates to us in detail why Christ came into the world. Know what the Word of God says. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise: when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. That's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, a very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us. But in verse 21 and verse 23 of that passage, we see the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world. First of all, Christ came into the world to save his people from their sin. And when it talks about the fact that he saved his people from their sin, we realize that Jesus Christ, first of all, came to the Jewish people, but they received him not. And therefore, the message of salvation was open to the rest of the world. We see that in John chapter 1, where it says, "And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe upon his name." So Jesus Christ came into the world to save his people from their sin. And we can see that in his very name. The name Jesus basically means the Lord is our salvation. It's the same as the Old Testament name Joshua. Joshua is the Hebrew name. Jesus is the Greek name, as it were. But both names mean God is our salvation. And so Jesus Christ came into the world. Why? To provide salvation for all of mankind, to save his people from their sins. You know, I realize that this is something that is basic to Christianity, but it's important that we review the fact from time to time that the Bible says that all are sinners and have separated from God. You remember Romans chapter 3 and verse 23? It says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." What does that mean? It means that every one of us who are a part of this human race have been born sinners, and we've missed the mark of God's holiness. We've missed the mark of God's righteousness. And therefore, because of our sinful condition, we cannot have a relationship with God. Then, of course, Romans 6:23 goes on to say that the wages of sin is death. Now, that word death means separation. And it's not just talking about physical death, but rather spiritual death. And the fact of the matter is, because of the fact that we are all born in sin, and because of the fact that God is holy and righteous, we are separated from God in spiritual death and cannot have a relationship with him in and of ourselves. And if we die without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, we will experience what the Bible calls the second death in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, which is ultimate separation from God throughout all of eternity. But Romans 6:23 does not just say that the wages of sin is death, but it says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so this time of the year, when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ as a babe in the manger, keep in mind that he came into this world to provide salvation for all of mankind. As we study the Bible, we see that the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ literally became sin for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, it says this, "And he, that is God the Father, made him, that is God the Son, to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Jesus Christ knew no sin, but God the Father made Jesus Christ sin for us. That is, he bore all of our sin in his body on the cross, so that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins. Think of that. During this time of the year, we focus on Jesus Christ as a babe in the manger. But he did not come to be placed in the manger. He came to go to the cross, to bear the sin of the entire human race, your sin and my sin. And then, of course, he arose again on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. How we can thank the Lord and must thank the Lord for the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world, to provide salvation, to save everybody from their sin. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5, the Word of God says this, "And ye know that he, that is Christ, was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Thank the Lord for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He came into this world to become a man, to go to the cross, to suffer and bleed and die, and then resurrect again from the grave, so that through faith all people might have eternal life. Have you called upon the name of the Lord to ask Jesus to save you? Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its presence, and its penalty, through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If there were no incarnation, there would be no salvation. And so we can thank the Lord for the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ came into the world to save people from their sin, all people from their sin, whoever calls upon His name. But then secondly, Christ came into the world to reveal God to all of mankind. In verse 23 of Matthew 1, it says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. You see, the name Emmanuel means God with us. The fact of the matter is, God wants to be known by all people. So He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to illustrate who He, God, is. And when we look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the love and the mercy and the grace and everything that God is, we see in the Lord Jesus Christ. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to reveal Himself to all of mankind. We see that brought out clearly for us in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1 and verse 2, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." And then in verse 14 of John 1, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Yes, indeed, God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to reveal Himself, to reveal to the entire world that God Himself is a God of glory, which means He has no sin. He is perfectly right. He is perfectly righteous. And Jesus Christ revealed that. In addition to that, when Jesus Christ came into the world, He revealed God's grace and truth. Jesus Christ is the grace of God at work for all of mankind. And through God's grace, He provided for us a salvation through Jesus Christ that we do not deserve. And then Jesus Christ came into the world to teach the truth of God. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me," is what Jesus said. And so Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal God to mankind. In John chapter 1 and verse 18, it says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." When we look upon Jesus Christ, all that He is, all that He taught, all that He did, we see the human manifestation of the reality of God. And so during this time of the year, let's remember that Jesus Christ came into the world to save people from their sins, and Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal God to all of mankind. Let's give God the glory and the praise for the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, because through Him we can know who God is and all that God has done for us through salvation through Jesus Christ on the cross. Thank you for joining me today. Now go to church at a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and then join us again next Sunday with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, the best is yet to come.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.com. www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.